Greetings to you, Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Colosseum, Civil Government School System Abolition. It is a little known historical fact that Patrick Henry was actually misquoted when he exclaimed, "Give me liberty or give me death." What he actually said was, "Give me liberty or give me federal dollars to soothe my conscience and allegiance to my state and their people." Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but you should know that Patrick Henry was so skeptical of centralized power that he refused to attend the Constitutional Convention. He said he smelt a rat, and as it turns out, he was right, as now in D.C. there are 545 of them. The sad truth is things are not much different on the state and local level, where a child's soul is sold for federal dollars. As one civil government school teacher recently told me, civil government school administrators would urinate in their pants to keep themselves warm. As a sidebar, you ever wonder how much it costs for so-called local schools to comply with the federal regulations? It would be easy for me to believe that it costs more than the check is made out to be. School boards, local civil governments, and administrators impliedly tell us they will exchange their liberty and ours for a paycheck from the feds. Give me liberty or something to soothe my conscience. If all this sounds judgmental, good. It's meant to be. When I get to heaven, there are two things that I will be certain of. One, I have nothing to offer God to merit my salvation. It is upon Jesus that I rely. And two, God will not require of me a propitiation for promoting abolition. On the contrary, I think he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In that regard, I ask you now to consider that liberty in the form of private education is worth pursuing, especially for your child's sake. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.